And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. I should be joined on the line now by Paul Duff. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Debbie.
And thanks for joining us here this morning, Paul. So, Paul, you're a project coordinator with Recovery Academy, even Ireland. Tell us a little bit about the work you do within there.
Yeah, so the Recovery Academy is an organisation that works to promote and facilitate recovery and highlight that recovery from addiction is possible. We work on different initiatives, peer-to-peer recovery coaching, and then, as I said, initiating recovery events with existing services, so services that are already working in the addiction recovery field. So we work in partnership with them to promote recovery. And September is really a busy month for us because it's internationally and nationally in Ireland, I suppose. It is known as Recovery Month, and where people come out to celebrate and highlight their recovery journeys. And show, again, as I said, show that recovery is possible.
Now, Paul, we spoke before. That's not a year ago, is it?
It would be, yeah. Exactly a year.
I know time flies, but it doesn't seem like a year ago. That was only a couple of months ago. Tell me a little bit about, have you seen a rise in people coming to you for help? And especially, I suppose, I know we're in weird, hard times, you know, and people say things are just going to be getting, I suppose, worse for where we're living. People are getting more addicted to alcohol and stuff like that. Have you seen a rise?
Well, see, that's not our area of work. As I said, like, we focus mainly on highlighting recovery and we're on the other end of the spectrum in regards to a person's recovery journey. So, we would meet people who would be have overcome their issues with substance misuse and stuff, and are on a path of recovery, and even looking to highlight or to work as a recovery coach to promote recovery themselves and show people that there is that they, I suppose, work as a peer to show that they've done the recovery journey and it can be an option for other people who are looking to come on a path of recovery, you know.
Yeah.
And then so September is very much about highlighting that as well, with a number of different initiatives that's happening across the city.
Yeah, and it must give you like a sense of achievement when you see a person that you've helped, you know, back on the road to recovery and they're back in the workplace. You know, it must make you feel like a sense of, I suppose, achievement that you've helped that person.
Yeah, it can be for when you see people grow and I suppose reach potential, you know. Again, we deal with that on a small level. It's giving people the opportunity. It's them that really develop and grow themselves and blossom into real.
You're the person there to help them along if they need, like, a crutch to lean on, or you'd be there for them
not
to help
so
them,
much,
no?
Not with our service, no. Again, it's more around promoting recovery and working with people who want we work on an initiative called Recovery Coaching, where we train up people with lived experience who've overcome their issues with addiction and are in a position to help others and want to train to help others, and they go into services and they're the ones that would experience the scene of the growth of the individuals that they work with, you know.
And what type of services would they be getting involved with?
Different services across the field of addiction. Mainly people in treatment and rehabilitation, so day programs and stuff, you know. But the main focus for us this September is getting the message that recovery is alive and is thriving in Dublin. There's a number of initiatives taking place in Ballymun, North Inner City Task Force are working in collaboration with existing addiction recovery services to bring about events. There's a mural being done, and then we're working on the, I suppose we. The last time I spoke to you, we usually facilitate the National Recovery Walk, which takes place down the centre of O'Connell Street and over to Merrion Square. But unfortunately, due to COVID, that can't take place But we're doing a lot of stuff virtually. We've joined forces with an International Recovery Day organisation who are walking across the globe to light up prominent buildings, the colour purple, on the 30th of September to acknowledge recovery is alive and that it is possible. And the purple symbolises recovery for Recovery Month. And the Lord Mayor has agreed to light up the Mansion House on that day. We have Samuel Beckett Bridge will be lit up on that date. The Convention Centre and okay. City Hall. So again, we'll try and capture that and show. Again, there's many people across the globe in recovery, and some, I suppose, our job in a sense is to get that message across and show people that it is possible. And
it is possible. I know.
Yeah,
that you can come out of that path you're going down. If it can be turned around and you can recover. You're saying in Ballymun as well, the stuff taking place is mostly virtual this year because of COVID and that.
Is there
any meetings taking place at all and that people can go to? That can meet up on that day, or is it just all virtual?
There's a hike arranged. There's again, due to the restrictions that have come in, the meetings are gone virtual as well. What we're hoping is that people would, in support of recovery, would get involved on promoting their own pieces. If they could just retweet and highlight the things on pieces on social media, so any events that are happening, the Access Centre are putting on stuff for Recovery Month. They did a big piece in their theatre last year, but we're trying to push that virtual, and that will go out on their media. If you go on to Ballymun Does Recovery and follow them on Facebook, or ourselves on Facebook at Recovery Academy Ireland, or North Inner City Task Force, they have events happening as well, so if you check their website and you'll see some of what's happening. Cork will be doing a bit with regards to the lighting of the buildings as well. So again, our goal is to try and make recovery visible nationally, and we build on a year on year, which is visible from what took place last year to what we're trying to achieve this year.
I suppose, and to give people hope, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You can recover, you can have a life again and recover, and as you said, back in the workplace.
Very much so. And even another piece that's been done, Ballymun Does Recovery, or Finglas Does Recovery, is happening to this afternoon, or this evening actually. The Church of the Annunciation will be lit up with a banner, Finglas Does Recovery, and the Lord Mayor will be launching that, and then there'll be a small promotional video around Finglas, highlighting the community and I suppose the wonder of recovery within a community, and how people in recovery can make a community blossom even. And why we should be inclusive within communities of people with lived experience, because they become catalysts for change for other people.
Exactly. So will all this information be on your website, Recovery Academy Ireland?
We're planning to put it up as a calendar, but you can follow... Just if you follow us online, you'll get all the information. So if you're on Twitter, it's Recovery Academy. If you're on Facebook, it's Recovery Academy Ireland, and even Instagram. So our platforms will be promoting all of the stuff that's happening.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Paul. I know I probably asked you this last year, but for people who are listening this morning, tell us a bit about yourself and how you got involved with the project.
I've worked in the services for the last 10 years. I worked in addiction, homeless services, low threshold services. I would have some lived experience myself, both directly and indirectly, and I know the essence of what it takes to come along a recovery journey. So as an organisation, it's wonderful to be part of an organisation that champions recovery and highlights some of the stuff that I suppose I believe myself, but also I can see be a reality for many people as well,
And how does the organisation keep going? Are you government funded, or do you have to do a fundraising event, which we really can't do at the moment, but how do you just keep going funding?
The HSE are big supporters of the recovery, because the work that we do is in line with the National Drug Strategy, the support and recovery element of the National Drug Strategy. So we work in line with that, and trying to achieve the actions and the goals of the National Drug Strategy.
Mm. Do you actually have any kind of, I suppose, help or assistance to people who are recovered and they are recovering and they're back in the workplace, but what if they have a slip, you know, or they have a kind of a day where they might just have a little slip? Do they have a support line to ring, or?
I suppose where I would direct someone is on the drugs.ie, where you would get all the information of services across the country, like. So
because you know, sometimes people are doing great and they're back in the workplace and they just have that little slip. Maybe it's a bad time, something's happened in their life and they have a little slip, and they don't go right back down the path, but they have maybe one or two bad days. Just get that little bit of support, so there is support out there as well for them.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's plenty of services. Again, restrictions have kind of hampered services
but
a lot of services are working virtually. There's a lot of counselling services, but I would suggest onto drugs.ie.
Yeah.
And if anyone's having issues with substances, maybe to get onto drugs.ie and check their search engine, type in a service locally or an address, and something may come up.
Yeah. But for this year, as you say, it's International Recovery Month, and it's the 30th of September is the day where we're kind of highlighting here in Ireland. And it's going to be a lot of, as you said, the mansion hasn't that lit up. And it's a pity that there can't be more done due to COVID. I know everything has to kind of go virtual, but apart from like this year, would you have done any fundraising events to raise money? Or I know you're getting help from the HSE, but do you need extra money, or are you doing okay?
Yeah, well, obviously, it would be great to have more money to do more things, you know. Last year we hadn't got the restrictions of COVID. We were able to have events in existing services. We hosted pop-up cafes where we promoted recovery. We highlighted the work of the academy. I suppose the longer-term goal of the academy would be to have an existing recovery cafe, which would be a space for people who are coming out of the dependence on a service, in a sense, an addiction service, to the mainstream society, where there's a safe space for them to go to, which isn't treatment and rehabilitation orientated. It's more recovery orientated, and it's more about transitioning into mainstream society. Because again, people coming from addiction are quite marginalised and stigmatised, and a lot of the work that we're doing with regards to the events is about challenging that stigma and showing that people that are, there's like across the board, many people are impacted by substances. Doesn't mean that they're a problem. Do you know that kind of way? They're trying to address their own problems. So.
And Paul, I think it's great, you know, people who have come through this and are on the road to recovery and are, you know, getting their life back together and, you know, I suppose getting back into the workplace. Do you ever have anyone going around schools to give talks, like to students, to warn them against addictions or anything like that?
No. I suppose there is prevention and education people in services that already do that, so. But that's not really.
But I think sometimes coming from a person who's gone down that road themselves is better. You know, people who've come through that. I know you're saying that's not your, but if people have come through addictions and are getting on the road to recovery and they're recovered, it's nice to hear from a person who's not nice, but you know, you get more, I think, out of a person who has gone through that life experience. So I think it's a good idea as well. I know there is some that go around schools, but I think we could do it more people going around schools and just, you know, having chats with the students. But Paul, listen, is there anything else that's going to be, I know we said you're restricted this year, anything else taking place on the 30th of September?
Again, now just to lighten up with the buildings, there's a mural being up to be, if you follow Ballymundo's recovery, you'll see what events they have. The North Inner City Task Force, the events that they have taken place, there's recovery runs, some services have organised recovery runs, but again, restrictions have hampered them a little. But again, it is just about getting the message out and highlighting that recovery is possible. Is a reality for many people in Ireland. Yeah. And there is many people living in, I suppose, and want to promote their recovery journey and show that recovery is possible.
Yeah. Well, listen, Paul, thanks a million for talking to us and keep up the good work. You know, you're doing great work there, and recovery is possible. And that's just to highlight that for the month of September, and you can get your life back, and, you know, things can get better and you can recover. So thanks for talking to us, Paul, and we'll talk to you.
Thank you.
Again. Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
See you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And that was Paul Duff, who is project coordinator with the Recovery Academy Ireland. And so, as he said, for the month of September, they will highlight this. It is possible. You can get your life back. You can recover from addiction. So just keep an eye out for that. If you want to find out any more about them, you can go on to Recovery Academy Ireland, and all the information is on that, and our Facebook page or Twitter. You'll get all that information.